local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
6.05, FM Talk 106.5, and it's 76 now, but by later in the week, we look at it almost 10 degrees cooler for a morning low. Those beautiful details coming our way with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. Light traffic from the 1065 split. If you're traveling in from Daphne, Spanish Ford across the Bayway and the Causeway towards George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels, light traffic and no major backups or delays. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday in downtown Mobile, running from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square, your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. See them at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Azalea Coffee Service, serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark Counties. For a free month of coffee service, call Wayne, 675-9178. Tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Call 675-9178. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny and not as humid, with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
608 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. It's Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Kelly Finley on the way, Kane with traffic, and of course, Dr. Bill with our forecast. And right now, tropical disturbance in the Gulf, a tropical depression in the Atlantic, and a cold front, or maybe it's more accurately a dry front, heading towards us here along the northern Gulf Coast.
Hey, even if it's not as good as a cold front, I'll take a dry front any day of the week.
Yeah, especially in July. We'll get full details coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams around 6:35. Right now, Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Tuesday morning, it's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, a man considered armed and dangerous is on the run, and Mobile police need your help to find him. 19-year-old Reginald Pryor is wanted on a shooting charge, shooting into an occupied vehicle. Mobile police is asking for the public's help. On Wednesday at 3:30 a.m., Pryor fired multiple shots at a vehicle in which a woman was driving. The victim was hit at least once and was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. As for Pryor, once again, he is considered to be armed and dangerous. He is 19 years of age, 5'8", and 175 pounds. He has multiple scars and tattoos. He's also wanted for assault in the second degree at charge as well. If you have information about Pryor's whereabouts, you're encouraged to contact 251-208-7211. In your financial news this morning, millions of us work hard to keep our credit clean and our personal information away from hackers. It's why people turn to credit monitoring systems. Well, now a big name in the credit monitoring game, Equifax, is being forced to pay about $650 million to settle a data breach which exposed personal information of 148 million people, and that includes Social Security numbers. The fine, which still needs to be court approved, will be the largest ever paid by a company over a data breach. Lawmakers pointed to Equifax's, quote, slow and haphazard response, which also led to their longtime CEO retiring. The credit reporting firm confirmed the breach, quote, as one of the most severe exposures of Americans' personal data in September of 2017. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 610 FM Talk 106.5, an in-depth discussion on Equifax, the breach, the settlement, and what might be next. You can check out a podcast from yesterday's Midday Mobile, hour number two, James Patterson, consumer law attorney, joined me on the show. We talked in depth about that. It's halfway through the second hour of Midday Mobile yesterday. Of course, you can find that podcast by going to fmtalk1065.com, clicking the podcast tab, or just making sure to subscribe over at iTunes for, obviously, for Apple folks, Stitcher for old Luddites like me that run an Android phone, but Spotify, you get your music there, you can get our podcast there. You can also go through the TuneIn Radio app and get them right there as well.
That's right. It's so easy. We deliver them right to you. And all right. Even better than Prime shipping. It gets there instantly.
That's right. It's even faster than Amazon. All right. Dr. Bill's got that good news weather-wise coming up. We'll check in with Dalton for sports and check in with News 5 next.
If you need a full-size pickup that's engineered for summertime fun on the coast, then check out the 2019 GMC Sierra Gulf Coast Edition, featuring the world's first six-function multi-pro tailgate, kicker audio system, and more. This next-generation Sierra comes with the X31 off-road package with special badging and options to make your Sierra rugged and ready for the coast. The 2019 GMC Sierra Gulf Coast Edition. Non-GM warranty, limited warranty by Kicker. 3 years, 36,000 miles, whichever comes first. For more information, contact your dealer.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
I know my baby would be smiling so hard right now. She's so happy. These people.
The mother of a three-year-old girl shot and killed by her father spoke to a crowd at a vigil last night. Cherish Jackson died over the weekend. Her father, Terrence Jackson, who turned the gun on himself, also died. Police are still working to determine a motive for that shooting. Two Georgia men are charged with kidnapping a man from Alabama and forcing him to cash fake checks in Okaloosa County. Investigators believe the men took copies of his financial information and told the victim they now own him. The victim told a banker what was happening, who then called police. A canine has died after searching for drugs in an Alabama prison. The State Department of Corrections canine was sniffing for drugs inside the Stanton Correctional Facility. Authorities believe he had an allergic reaction after inhaling synthetic marijuana. And Airbus is hiring for its production facility in Mobile. For information, go to WKRG.com and search Airbus. I'm Jessica Taloney, News 5.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com, and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
1065.
1065.
An NBA legend signs on as an assistant coach on his former team. The NFL suspends a former Alabama player. And a Houston Astros rookie sets an MLB record. It's 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in NFL news, where the league has suspended former Alabama defensive tackle and current Seattle Seahawk Jaron Reed for the first six games of the 2019 season for a violation of the NFL's personal conduct policy. ESPN reports that the violation stems from a 2017 domestic violence case in which Reed was accused of assault. He was not charged or arrested in that case. However, the NFL's personal conduct policy allows the league to punish players regardless of the legal outcomes. The Seahawks said in a statement that they have, quote, followed league and law enforcement protocol since the alleged incident in April of 2017. Reed was selected by Seattle in the second round of the 2016 draft. He had a career season last year with 10.5 sacks and 50 tackles. He was second on the Seattle defense in sacks and fourth among defensive tackles in the entire league. Reed's suspension will cost him about $394,000, which is six game checks from his $1.116 million base salary. As NFL teams begin reporting to training camp, injuries are already mounting up. Yesterday, the Atlanta Falcons announced that safety J.J. Wilcox suffered an ACL injury on the first day of training camp. Wilcox is scheduled to get a second opinion on his right knee today to determine the severity. Wilcox remained on the ground kneeling on his left knee after a play and eventually had to be helped off the field. The 28-year-old was signed by the Falcons in free agency this year to provide depth at the safety position. In NBA news, the San Antonio Spurs are adding a familiar face to the coaching staff. Yesterday, the Spurs announced that all-time great and future Hall of Famer Tim Duncan will be an assistant coach under Greg Popovich. Duncan retired in 2016 as the Spurs' all-time leader in points, rebounds, and blocked shots, and he's the only player to be on all five of San Antonio's NBA championship teams. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the San Francisco Giants scored three runs in the eighth inning to rally and defeat the Chicago Cubs 5-4. St. Louis and Pittsburgh combined to score seven runs in the 10th inning, including a grand slam from Paul Goldschmidt.
And a fly ball out to deep right. How about it? Grand slammer!
Cardinals held on to win 6-5 in 10 innings, and Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 6-5. In the American League, Minnesota hit five home runs and defeated the New York Yankees 8-6. Houston crushed Oakland 11-1. Astros rookie slugger Yordan Alvarez homered and knocked in a pair of runs in the win.
As Yordan crushes one deep to right field. Gone! Air Yordan, number 11 on the season.
Alvarez is the first player to register 35 RBIs in his first 30 career games since the runs batted in became an official statistic back in 1920. Cleveland beat Toronto 7-3. The Indians are on a run with a 13-3 record this month. Seattle defeated Texas 7-3, and Boston beat Tampa Bay 9-4. In interleague play, the White Sox beat Miami 9-1, and Arizona beat Baltimore 6-3. 617 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny and not as humid with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, we've had a perfect start coming across the Bayway and the Causeway. No delays from the Eastern Shore and accident-free conditions in Mobile. We've had light traffic so far for the 1065 split up towards Chickasaw and Saraland. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. If Dolphin Island, Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, if you're down on the coast, you've probably already seen the showers this morning, or you're just about to, as they are hanging along the coast, but they will affect us inland as we move on through the day, plus a dry front heading our way. More details from Dr. Bill coming your way in about 13 minutes right here at FM Talk 106.5. Also coming up,
Then you're going to be able to claim a credit, dollar for dollar credit, for every toll dollar you spend.
That is State Senator Chris Elliott. Of course, a lot of people are talking about that this morning. We have the interview, big clip of the interview we did with him yesterday on Midday Mobile coming up in just minutes. Right now, Kelly has headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A Baldwin County man is missing this morning, and the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office and Aaliyah both hoping that you can help bring him home safely. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency confirms that 60-year-old Charles Robert Duet was last seen near Fern Avenue in Foley around 4 p.m. on Saturday, wearing a tan or gray shirt with brown or gray shorts. On Monday, authorities announced Duet may be suffering from a condition which impairs his judgment. He also may be driving a gray 2019 Honda Accord with a California license plate that reads 8JGZ002. If you have information on his whereabouts, you're encouraged to call the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office at 251-937-0202 or 911. A former youth pastor intern from Alabama arrested on sex abuse charges more than 40 years ago has been found dead in his jail cell. 64-year-old Peter William Cooper of Elmore was found unresponsive in his cell in Spartanburg County, South Carolina jail early Sunday morning. That information being confirmed by the county coroner. According to the Fox affiliate in South Carolina, Cooper was arrested by authorities in February. He was facing a charge of a lewd act of a minor, which dated back to 1976 when he was a youth intern pastor at the Central Church of Christ in Spartanburg. That incident occurred at the victim's home during Bible study. The Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office began their investigation into Cooper in October of 2017. An autopsy has been conducted on Cooper, and authorities report that they did not find any evidence of foul play. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 622 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. And can we say it's online now? I guess it's in the new issue, so we should be able to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The Nappy Awards are out. And this, y'all's favorite morning show.
Yeah, 4 years running now.
Best is that what it is? Yep. Thank goodness somebody organizes things. I've got scattered papers everywhere. So 4 years running for the best morning show.
I don't have a great memory. Every year I have to go back and look at the past Nappy Awards to remember how many in a row. But it is 4 years in a row now that we have been crowned. I'm going to use the word crowned as the best morning show.
Thanks, y'all. You're pretty darn great. Thank you very much for that. We really appreciate it. It means a lot to us. That's not lip service. It really does mean a lot to us. All right, Don, yesterday's Midday Mobile. This is a story that we started talking to Chris Elliott, State Senator Chris Elliott, about. Now, of course, it's been hashed and half-hashed in the news since then. Here's a little bit of the interview yesterday when Chris Elliott, because he said, hey, Sean, I want to talk about SB 3 and SB 4, two pre-filed Senate bills, and one of them dealing with Go Mesa money, which is oil and gas revenue coming into the state, and SB 4 that lets you deduct the amount if, now Chris Elliott says in this interview in the long form, you can go hear the podcast, he's against tolls. Mm-hmm. But he said, and this is one thing he's getting pilloried for, and I say unfairly. People are saying, oh, well, he's for tolls because he's come up with this. I would argue that it is wise to have a plan B. And that's what they're talking about here, that if this goes through, because it wouldn't be the first time South Alabama's gotten railroaded, how do you mitigate or eliminate the cost of tolling on the people of Alabama? And he's suggesting a straight-up line-item deduction from your taxes, and if your tax liability isn't big enough to soak it up, then you get a check. Here's a little bit of that interview from yesterday.
That's the Federal Highway Administration saying you can't treat people from different states differently. It has to do with the interstate commerce part of the interstate itself. So they say you can do a frequent user discount, but you can't treat folks differently based on where they live. My answer to that is fine, but you don't get to govern the Alabama tax code. We do. So I'm going to work around that, and I'm going to say if you file an Alabama tax return, then you're going to be able to claim a credit, dollar for dollar credit, for every toll dollar you spend.
Now, we have to talk about this a whole bunch for people. I get it, what you're talking about now, for people to understand it. It's a way, like you said, to effectively make the toll impact zero on people in Mobile and Baldwin County while still complying with whatever carve-out it is for FHWA.
Absolutely. I mean, the folks in Mobile and Baldwin County, Coastal Alabama, we have paid enough. Our economy generates a disproportionate amount of total state revenue. Our gas tax is higher than it is in anywhere else. We have paid enough, and we need to make sure that our folks down here are not burdened with any more tax, which is essentially what this toll is, than they already have been. And that's exactly what Senate Bill 4 will do.
All right, so there's a little bit of the interview. Obviously, there's a lot more detail to be heard if you go grab the podcast, yesterday's Midday Mobile, hour number two, the first and second segments of hour number two. Also, I want to throw this in, and you pointed out that even though I started off my tweet yesterday, not to spoil the big federal funding news story, but that's an infra-grant money that equals 7% of federal money, and in doing that, I spoiled it.
That's right.
By doing it. So I guess what I should go back and correct is I mean to spoil this story.
Mm-hmm.
And so the hubbub happened after the close of Midday Mobile yesterday. People say, oh, look, Senator Shelby's gotten us money. We got new money here for the bridge project. It's $125
million. Mm-hmm.
That is the 7% I've been talking about for months. Remember, we said that wasn't for sure, but that is the 7%. That's not an addition. That is the 7%. It wasn't a done deal yet, but we were pretty sure it would happen. Point out that that started at multiples bigger. Actually, at one point, I think we're talking about the total pie was $500 billion, which we wouldn't get the total pie. I get that. And then we moved down to $250 million. Then I think like $175
million. Mm-hmm.
And we get $125 million in infra-grant money. That's what Senator Shelby's office announced yesterday. That's not new. I mean, I'm happy to have it. I'm not trying to say $125 million isn't, you know, I consider that folding money.
Right. Yeah,
that's good, good walking around money. But it's not new to this discussion. I think yesterday people got confused and thought this was something in addition to the... No, this is the 7% we've been discussing, and that is all the federal money that's, at least right now, part of the plan to build the I-10 Mobile River Bridge and Bayway expansion mega project.
And it's a politically smart move. I mean,
sure. There might be people that have been on the radio here in South Alabama for months saying, why is Senator Shelby not saying anything or doing anything here?
I've heard about that. I've heard somebody say that.
Some jerky guy down there just keeps asking that question. So he came out yesterday and make this announcement, hey, here's the money. This was the money that was already factored in. This is not new. This is not additional.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and he published it to his website, also was tweeting about it.
Oh, he didn't do it. Somebody did it for him.
That's right. I think you're right.
Did I say that out loud? He's going to have me killed. 627, be right back.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Baldwin County lawmaker is proposing a dollar-for-dollar tax credit on any tolls paid for the proposed Mobile River Bridge. State Senator Chris Elliott came up with the bill after state transportation officials suggested a $6 toll for that road. Meanwhile, federal lawmakers have approved a $125 million grant to help pay for the $2 billion project. A man accused of shooting a Baldwin County deputy last year will spend 10 years in prison on federal gun charges. Forrest Bullen still faces state charges in connection to the shooting in Stockton. Corporal Mike Ward was shot in February 2018 while responding to a domestic complaint. Bullen is scheduled to go on trial for that shooting next month. The Mississippi Department of Education says a $1,500 raise for teachers will cost $18.5 million more than expected. Superintendents discovered a shortfall. Education officials didn't count 10,000 teaching positions officials thought were federally funded. I'm Jessica Taloney, News 5.
Talking to my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscapes about poolscapes. What is a poolscape?
Essentially, the landscaping around a pool. Not just plants or trees, shrubs, flowers. It really is the hardscape around it. Pavers, patios, walkways. If you need a wall around a poolscape, it really does help. Really, it's hot this time of year, so we're putting in lots of shade structures like pergolas or sail shades. Not just palm trees to add shade, but, you know, physical structures. And then we do come in after that and add trees and shrubs and grass and flowers to soften all of that up and make it fit into the rest of the landscape.
But y'all are bringing in the physical structures as well, like the shade sails and the pergola.
It's a really important aspect of the work that we do, and we try to think of everything from the architecture of the house and what's going on, how you're going to use the space. It's just an important part of the program that we implement.
All right, we're going to make our pool literally and figuratively cooler. How do we get in touch with you?
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com. Any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, you can give us a call, 251-626-3309.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Papa speaking. Not really. This is Chuck Nylander with Harbor Communications, but I know what you want. You want a locally owned phone and internet provider that cares about you and delivers the best services for the best value. At Harbor, you're not just a number. You are part of our family of customers, and we care. Our friendly sales consultants will work with you to determine the best value products that are tailored to your needs. Take advantage of our spring into summer savings and get our iTalk VoIP phone handset for just $29.95 per month with no install fees. Additional term discounts may apply. Monthly phone service includes the phone handset, unlimited domestic long distance, auto attendant, replacement service, and a host of additional features. Best part, add or delete phones as you need on your account anytime. I encourage you to learn more about our spring into summer savings at harborcom.com. That's harborcom.com. At Harbor, it's always about the customer. Certain restrictions may apply. Taxes and fees not included.
Moments ago, former British Foreign Secretary and London Mayor Boris Johnson announced as the leader of the Conservative Party in Great Britain, meaning he's expected to become Prime Minister tomorrow in a formal handover from outgoing PM Theresa May. Johnson just made a gracious acceptance speech.
I know that there will be people around the place who will question the wisdom of your decision. And there may even be some people here who still wonder quite what they have done. And I would just point out to you that, of course, nobody, no one party, no one person has a monopoly of wisdom.
North Korean state media reporting this morning that leader Kim Jong-un has inspected a newly built submarine and ordered officials to further bolster the country's military capabilities. The North seen as increasing pressure on the United States ahead of any possible resumption of nuclear diplomacy. The lights are out across much of Venezuela, like the blackouts that plunged the country into chaos a few months ago. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Moving to restart stalled trade talks with Beijing, President Trump joined with top tech industry executives yesterday in a show of solidarity as the U.S. moves to ease restrictions on sales to China's Huawei technologies. The CEOs of Qualcomm, Intel, Alphabet's Google unit, and four other companies met with Trump, who faces criticism from lawmakers and others demanding a hard stance toward the Chinese telecom giant. The executives requested timely licensing decisions from the Commerce Department. French drug and healthcare group Sanofi has signed a rights deal with Roche for the Tamiflu product in the U.S. The deal will give Sanofi exclusive U.S. over-the-counter rights to Tamiflu, which is used for the prevention and treatment of flu. AutoNation, the nation's largest car dealership chain, has abruptly changed strategy, promoting Chief Financial Officer Cheryl Miller to CEO just months after hiring an industry outsider as its leader. Carl Liebert became CEO only in March. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-507-2266. That's 800-507-2266. 800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings. Got tropics doing stuff and a dry front on the way. A lot of weather headlines this morning, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, it's certainly busy in the atmosphere across the country, and we'll be following this very, very closely. There is a tropical depression. I talked about yesterday a tropical wave over the Bahamas. It has formed into a very weak tropical depression. The center of it is just not too far off the southeast coast of Florida, but most of the rain associated with it is on the eastern side, well away from the Florida coast. It's turning to the north, and it shouldn't be a problem. It will turn eventually to the northeast and head out to the open waters, being blocked right now by a cold front that's coming down through the eastern part of the country. So I don't think there's anything to worry about with that tropical depression. Right now, we do have a cold front that's across central Alabama, central Mississippi, and it's headed for the coast. We have quite a few showers and thunderstorms this morning right along the coast, been affecting Gulf Shores and Dauphin Island and parts of southern Mobile County and Baldwin County. That activity is basically staying down in that area and may gradually drift a bit offshore. But the front will help kick off some showers and thunderstorms, in fact, quite a few of them today. We're going to start to see that develop this afternoon and tapering off during the evening hours. So look for showers and thunderstorms today, keeping temperatures in the 80s.
All right. When you say a dry front, cold front or a dry front, which one am I allowed to, I mean, what's the term? Which one is correct?
Yeah, this time of the year, it's more of a dry front. Temperatures are not going to take a big drop here, but we'll take anything. Right now, we're looking for temperatures in the 60s tonight over the northern portion of Alabama. Higher elevations will get, like Mount Cheehaw, will get into the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
When it gets down here to the coast this evening, we can expect temperatures to drop into the upper 60s as the rain tapers off in the evening. May see some mid-60s north of Mobile for tonight. And then we got a beautiful day tomorrow. It should be sunny, lower humidity. Even though we're going to get into the upper 80s tomorrow, we'll have a north wind at around 10 miles an hour. So with the low humidity, it should be rather comfortable. Tomorrow night, lows in the mid to upper 60s. And then another dry day on Thursday, we will get up near 90 degrees, but the humidity will be on the low side. After that, Friday, mostly sunny. A few thunderstorms could develop in the afternoon, a little more moisture in the air. That weather front will stall just offshore, close enough to us so that we could see a few scattered thunderstorms on Friday. Now, over the weekend, we're going to be watching that weather front out over the Gulf, because sometimes in July and August, we can get a tropical system form along an old weather front where there's a lot of thunderstorm activity in the Gulf. So we're going to be watching that very closely. And if that develops, then, of course, that produces a lot of shower activity over the weekend. But right now, we are looking for scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon for Saturday and Sunday with highs around 90 degrees.
Okay. Is that similar to what we saw with the development of Barry, something that came from the north out in the Gulf and then became a tropical system?
Yeah, we really didn't have a weather front that moved in, but we did have a disturbance that moved south from the upper atmosphere and moved out over the Gulf. But occasionally with a weather front, and we talked about yesterday that more likely we see some weather fronts come in August rather than mm-hmm. July. And when they stall out there and produce a lot of thunderstorms, if conditions are favorable aloft, we could see a tropical system form. So we'll be on the lookout for that.
So this thing rains on us going and coming back. So we get rain twice from it, right?
Exactly.
All right, Dr.
Bill. In the meantime, we get to enjoy some dry weather for tomorrow and Thursday.
Oh, we will enjoy it. Don't worry. I'll be celebrating as of tomorrow morning for sure. All right, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with the forecast and an eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. Okay, so do you, just a side note, do the dogs get up with you, or the dogs like don't know you're leaving for work?
They know, but they don't get up. they might like look at me, but for the most part, they just stay where they are.
Because, you know, the delight is when you get these little dry fronts, or in August, usually, you know, and I say usually, but pretty commonly, it's sometime late August, we get a little two-day dry front thing comes in. When the dogs hit the first dry front, really my dog, okay, well, they're all my dog, but the old girl, my German short hair, I will make a special point to be in the backyard with her before I leave for work
mm-hmm.
because the dogs feel it and they start, you know, now we got three. We got the two little ones and the old German short hair, and they run berserk as a pack, feeling good and frisky, jumping around and
just
stuff.
The freshest air they could possibly be breathing. It's like, you know, running around with a weight vest on and then taking that weight vest off.
That's exactly right.
For the dogs.
For me, too. I'm running around the front yard as well. All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 Traffic coming up next.
Yellowhammer Fishing Kayaks in Theodore now carries one of the few fishing kayak brands designed, manufactured, and assembled in America, Crescent Kayaks. This fantastic brand is a great addition to their full line of kayaks, paddleboards, and accessories, and has a global reputation for durable, user-friendly designs at exceptional values, featuring super steady chair seating, Yak Attack gear tracks, and mighty mounts, plenty of storage, and tracks very well with a trolling motor ready transom. Shop Yellowhammer Fishing Kayaks to get on the water today in Theodore and on Facebook.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a great start so far this morning. Accident-free conditions continue. No delays from Airport, Old Shell, Spring Hill, and Moffitt in 65. If you're traveling downtown, coming in from the Eastern Shore and across the Bayway and the Causeway, we've had light traffic on the way in. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
641 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Time for headlines. Here is Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of Montgomery this morning as Secretary of State John Merrill has removed an East Alabama election official from their post after it was revealed that person told prospective voters that they could register to cast their ballots at their business addresses. On Monday, the Secretary of State's office announced that he removed Jimmy Adams from the Russell County Board of Registrars after the judge found overwhelming evidence that in 2017, Adams told two witnesses who did not live in Russell County that they could participate in the municipal election in Phoenix City, saying it was legal for them to vote using their business addresses or the address where they were employed in the county. The Russell County Registrar, Judith Evans, testified she also heard Adams tell people that they could register to vote at business addresses. The removal was based on the recommendation from the hearing examiner, and Secretary of State says, quote, "We make it easy to vote and hard to cheat in Alabama. A crucial part of maintaining that is by appointing Board of Registrar members that meet the highest standards. By giving due process and by holding voter registrars accountable for their actions, we preserve the public trust and ensure that elections are fair and equitable to everyone." The name of the victim killed in a tubing accident on Dog River on Sunday has been released. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency confirms that 53-year-old Lorenzo Stallworth and two other people were riding a tube being pulled by a vessel on Dog River. The vessel crossed a boat wake from another vessel. That then caused the tube to pull to the side of the river where it hit a pier near Venetia Road. The passengers all trying to jump off that tube before hitting that structure. Mobile Fire Rescue responded to the scene and all three were transported to University Hospital. Stallworth died at the hospital, and the two other people, a man and a woman, they suffered non-life-threatening injuries. All three were wearing their life jackets, though. This is now the 26th boating fatality in Alabama in 2019. The accident remains under investigation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
You wouldn't go on a road trip without knowing where you're going, and your retirement should be the same way. Check out the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show for tips on how to safely navigate your way to and through retirement. Sunday mornings at 7 and Wednesday evenings at 7 here on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning.
I know my baby would be smiling so hard right now. She saw all these people.
The mother of a three-year-old girl shot and killed by her father spoke to a crowd at a vigil last night. Cherish Jackson died over the weekend. Her father, Terrence Jackson, who turned the gun on himself, also died. Police are still working to determine a motive for that shooting. Two Georgia men are charged with kidnapping a man from Alabama and forcing him to cash fake checks in Okaloosa County. Investigators believe the men took copies of his financial information and told the victim they now own him. The victim told a banker what was happening, who then called police. A canine has died after searching for drugs in an Alabama prison. The State Department of Corrections canine was sniffing for drugs inside the Stanton Correctional Facility. Authorities believe he had an allergic reaction after inhaling synthetic marijuana. And Airbus is hiring for its production facility in Mobile. For information, go to WKRG.com and search Airbus. I'm Jessica Taloni, News 5.
Johnny's RV is now Johnny's premier boat and RV. The same trusted family-owned RV center that's been around for over 20 years, offering Godfrey pontoon boats and hurricane deck boats. Now, Johnny's is bigger than ever with hundreds of used RVs on the lot, over 50 that are under $10,000. Plus, a full-time parts and service department to keep you on the road or in the water. Johnny's Premier Boat and RV Supercenter, Highway 90 and Theodore, just a mile west of I-10, exit 15A. Johnny's, home of the sweet deal.
An NBA legend signs on as an assistant coach on his former team. The NFL suspends a former Alabama player, and a Houston Astros rookie sets an MLB record. It's 6:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start in the NFL, where the league has suspended former Alabama defensive tackle and current Seattle Seahawk Jaron Reed for the first six games of the 2019 season for a violation of the NFL's personal conduct policy. ESPN reports that the violation stems from a 2017 domestic violence case in which Reed was accused of assault. Reed was not charged or arrested in that case. However, the NFL's personal conduct policy allows the league to punish players regardless of the legal outcomes. The Seahawks said in a statement that they have, quote, followed league and law enforcement protocol since the alleged incident in April of 2017. Reed was selected by Seattle in the second round of the 2016 draft. He had a career season last year with 10.5 sacks and 50 tackles. He was second on the Seattle defense in sacks and fourth among defensive tackles in the entire league. Reed's suspension will cost him roughly $394,000, which is six game checks from his $1.1 million base salary. As NFL teams begin reporting to training camp, injuries are already mounting up. Yesterday, the Atlanta Falcons announced that safety J.J. Wilcox suffered an ACL injury on the first day of training camp. Wilcox is scheduled to get a second opinion on his right knee today to determine the severity. Wilcox remained on the ground kneeling on his left knee after a play and eventually had to be helped off the field. The 28-year-old was signed by the Falcons in free agency this year to provide depth at the safety position. In NBA news, the San Antonio Spurs are adding a familiar face to the coaching staff. Yesterday, the Spurs announced that all-time great and future Hall of Famer Tim Duncan will be an assistant coach under Greg Popovich. Duncan retired in 2016 as the Spurs' all-time leader in points, rebounds, and blocked shots, and he's the only player to be on all five of San Antonio's NBA championship teams. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the San Francisco Giants scored three runs in the eighth inning to rally and defeat the Chicago Cubs 5-4. St. Louis and Pittsburgh combined to score seven runs in the 10th inning, including a grand slam from Paul Goldschmidt. Cardinals held on to win 6-5 in extra innings. Also, Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 6-5. In the American League, Minnesota hit five home runs and defeated the New York Yankees 8-6. Houston crushed Oakland 11-1. Astros rookie slugger Yordan Alvarez homered and knocked in a pair of runs in the win.
As Yordan crushes one deep to right field. Gone! Air Yordan, number 11 on the season.
Alvarez is the first player to register 35 RBI in his first 30 career games since runs batted in became an official statistic in 1920. Cleveland beat Toronto 7-3. The Indians are on a run with a 13-3 record this month. Seattle defeated Texas 7-3, and Boston beat Tampa Bay 9-4. In interleague play, the White Sox beat Miami 9-1, and Arizona beat Baltimore 6-3. 10 minutes till 7 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, from the Jubilee Roofing.com Traffic Center. We've had a great ride coming in from Daphne and Spanish Fort across the Bayway and the Causeway. George Wallace, Bankhead tunnels are quiet so far. No delays to the 1065 split to traveling I-10 from Rangeline to Theodore Dawes Road. It's been a good ride there. This week at Deep South Speedway, I-10, Loxley exit, and 4 miles north on the left, it's a summer shootout with the 602 dirt late models and all the classes running Friday and Saturday with full race programs. Find them on Facebook, Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny and not as humid with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Come inside and welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Hey, Ron. It's been a while.
Nice to see you, Dave. You must have been well-behaved. What's up?
I have a problem, Ron. I can't pass up a good bargain.
Nothing wrong with that?
It's when everything's a good deal. You know, like 10 yogurts for 10 bucks and 5 sour creams for 5 bucks, a dollar bag of chips, so I had to buy at least 10. And don't get me started on the meat buys. All I can say is I've bought enough to last all summer, and now the missus won't let me go grocery shopping anymore.
That's kind of clever, Dave. I may have to do that. See if I can get out of grocery shopping.
Then I saw the As Seen on TV aisle. So I bought her a facial hair remover with an 18-karat gold tip. In front of her book club, I said, now she can stop bleaching her mustache. How could I guess that would make her mad? I thought girls shared all that kind of stuff. Oh, it gets worse. I received a coupon book in the mail, and I just left the hardware store.
Holy cow! Look how low your truck is hanging out there. Looks like your tires are gonna pop.
I'm gonna need something really, really shiny, Ron.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
652 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kelly with our headlines, Kane with traffic. Of course, love to hear from you on the text line. No charge for that other than your whatever your regular rates are. It's 343-0106, same number you use to telephone us, you can use to text us. Hey, this segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. You had that summer project that you doubled down on, said, we're going to get it done, honey. This summer, we're going to get it done, and it's almost August. Hey, why don't you bring in the pros? 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Get the junk gone from your house, storage unit, maybe something in the backyard that you know you can't, like the swing set, and you have all your children are over 30 years old. Maybe it's time to get rid of the junk. You could do that at your office shop. Anyway, listen, you got junk, you need it gone. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And that is my buddy Trey. He's the local franchisee for that very cool big company. But he does his work in Mobile and Baldwin County. He's been doing it for 11 years. So give him a call. Let him help you out. 1-800-GOT-JUNK or online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. 654, let's check Headley for headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A recall is in effect impacting multiple states to include Alabama. Restaurants are now being forced to check their stock as the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service says U.S. Foods is recalling about 712 pounds of raw beef and pork products that may have been contaminated, and here's why. The Birmingham facility has issued the recall after learning an employee may have cut himself during during production. The fresh and frozen raw beef and pork items were produced July 18, 2019, and they have the code EST21103 at codes inside the USDA mark of inspection. These items were shipped to restaurants in Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Restaurants who have purchased these products should not serve them and should either throw them away or return them to the place of purchase. Good news is there have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions from the products, but if you have questions about this recall, you can contact 1-888-674-6854 or log on to askkaren.gov. World-renowned activist, educator, and Alabama native Angela Davis will be inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame. She will be the sixth Alabama resident to receive such distinction. The organization and museum, they've been celebrating the achievements of women since 1969. This year marks the celebration of the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote. Davis is being recognized for her lifetime commitment to the fight for civil rights, women's rights, and racial justice. She's a Birmingham native and the sixth Alabamian to be inducted into the Hall of Fame since its inception. In 1973, Helen Keller became the first Alabama inductee. Rosa Parks was honored in 1993. Zora Neale Hurston was placed into the Hall of Fame 1 year later. And Coretta Scott King and Lily Ledbetter were inducted in 2011. The induction ceremony is September the 14th. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 656 FM Talk 1065. A tweet last night, President Trump said he was pleased to announce a deal had been struck on a two-year budget with Democrats and Republicans, adding that the deal was a real compromise. Deal said to include the extension of the debt ceiling. Have you ever, but when they all agree and get something voted on that, do you ever get the feeling that we're the marks in this? Both parties think we're the marks on this. The deal said to include the extension of the debt ceiling. Right, let's keep pushing it on up. The House will first pass the deal ahead of their recess on Friday. Then the spending plan goes to the Senate, which I imagine Senate will probably check off on that as well before they go on recess next week. So yeah, so the next summer vacation for Congress starts Friday for the House and then next week for the Senate. White House and congressional leaders have for weeks negotiated over raising the limit on federal borrowing and setting budget cap numbers. Every administration, both parties, every time. Once in a while, they'll dig in their heels and we'll have, like what we had here with President Trump and presidents in the past, we'll have a shutdown for a little while, but then they figure out how to get it done and keep moving the debt ceiling up. It's probably fine. 657 FM Talk 106.5. News is next.